Hydropower, a clean and renewable source of electricity. Hydropower has been exploited by people for ages. Already the ancient Greeks used it to turn water wheels in order to grind grains into flour. This technology has also been used for field irrigation in sawmills, smithy workshops, and tanneries. As a source for generating electricity, hydropower was first used in the late 19th century. Currently, hydroelectric power plants provide almost 20% of the world's electricity, with China, Canada, Brazil, the United States, and Russia being the largest producers of this kind of energy in the world. Interestingly, such countries as Norway or Paraguay rely almost entirely on hydroelectric power. In Poland, although harnessed on a small scale, hydropower is a very popular source of renewable energy. Hydroelectric power production. A hydroelectric power plant has a quite simple working principle. It uses the force of gravity and the kinetic energy of flowing water, no matter whether it is a small stream or a large river. Of course, the higher the head and the more water flows, the more electricity can be produced. Water flowing downhill pushes against blades in a turbine, causing them to rotate. The turbine drives a generator to produce electricity, which is then transported to the power grid and next to homes, factories, and other places. Large hydroelectric systems additionally use dams and reservoirs. The dam, either opened or closed, controls water flow through the turbines. The reservoir, in turn, stores the water and can also be used for recreational purposes as a fish breeding pond, drinking water reservoir, or a flood control reservoir. Different kinds of hydroelectric power plants. The systems that use the energy of moving water can be divided into reservoir, run-of-the-river, or pumped storage plants. There are small and large hydro plants. Small hydro plants with a capacity of up to 10 megawatts, up to 5 megawatts in Poland, build mostly on small rivers and watercourses, usually supply electricity to a local community from a few to several dozens of buildings. Large plants generate larger amounts of electricity and can power even big towns. Nowadays, it is also possible to use the energy of ocean waves and tides, as well as the thermal energy resulting from the difference in the water temperature at different depths. Advantages and disadvantages of hydroelectric power. Hydropower is considered as a safe, clean, cheap, and reliable way of producing electricity. Compared with the power plants that burn coal, oil, or gas, hydroelectric plants have significantly lower operating costs, do not produce toxic byproducts, and are generally less harmful to the environment. Hydropower can also improve the energy security of many countries, giving them the opportunity to become less dependent on foreign energy supplies. Unfortunately, there are also certain disadvantages that may limit the full exploitation of the world's hydropower potential. These include, among others, high investment costs as well as a negative impact on the water quality, fish population, and local ecosystems. Especially large hydro plants prevent fish from migrating upstream or downstream to spawn and feed. In addition, they take up large areas of land that could otherwise have been used for farming and forestry.